first person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Ed Weingold finds an American Rasputin.
The latest Rasputin to whisper sweet nothings in our president's ear is the herd immunity prophet Scott Atlas. His theory of epidemiology is do nothing and everyone still alive will become immune. He advises the Highness in the West Wing on the coronavirus. This Atlas shrugs at warnings by real epidemiologists. Meanwhile, the coronavirus Highness has turned his focus to making sure there is blood in the streets as he promotes the theory that testing and tracing is only for wimp countries. Sadly, the lockstep Republicans in the Senate are AWOL, while desperate America is treated to platitudes as family funds run out and evictions ramp up so that our country continues to hurtle into a depression. Millions of jobs are not coming back as small businesses shutter their doors and consumers with any sense heed the warnings about masking and sheltering in place. But American Rasputins like Scott Atlas, the indicted Steve Bannon, the immigration czar Stephen Miller, have had the coronavirus Highness in their clutches. They help him turn our once peaceful nation into a riot of racism, white supremacist confrontations, and borderland atrocities. Remember charges of crimes against humanity in those authoritarian regimes? It is clear that Trump and his cohort serve at the pleasure of that other Russian Rasputin, the coronavirus Highness's dear friend, bad, bad Vlad Putin.
Ed Weingold is a writer living in Santa Cruz. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.